wherever you find an impulse of will to be, which manifests will to be, you know, Sri Aurobindo has used in the very second paragraph a very nice word, to know, to possess, and to be the divine. Isn't it? You remember that sentence. If you see the bottom of the first page and turn the next page, to know, possess, and be the divine being. These three words are very important. To the extent to which we want to know, to possess, and to be, it's a three stages. First you want to know, then you want to possess, and then you want to be. Very often people want to know small things, little things. What happened in my house? What happened to my friend? But if you want to know what happens in the universe, it's a tremendous subject to know the universe. One day we should have some special classes in astronomy, because we have to know the whole universe, vast universe, and then we must ask, how do we possess the universe? Is it possible to possess the universe? The moment you know, you want to possess. A child wants, as soon as you bring to the child something in the presence of the child, and child sees it, he wants to catch it, to possess it. So the secret of possession is knowledge. First you know, then you want to possess, and then you want to be. So as you move forward, you go higher and higher, there is a will to be. What distinguishes all distinguished people in the world, you study the biographies of the greatest people of the world, you want to be, they want to be, they want to embody. One of the students in fact wrote to me, I want to have a great noble character. You know, this sentence pleased my heart so deeply. I don't know who wrote, but one of the students here wrote, I want to have a noble character. It's a tremendous proposition. The more you have this kind of will, the more is a potentiality that you possess to be. And you will be. You will have it. Only yesterday, Jandul was telling me, his brother-in-law was one of the greatest soldiers that India produced. One day you would ask him the story of his life, but he told me that when he was a young boy, he used to say, there are two things he said, either I'll be this or that. Either he said, I will get Victoria Cross, one of the highest honors of the Army of India, or I'll be Commander-in-Chief. This was his will from his childhood. He gave his body in the battle. His body was torn to pieces. But he received the highest honor. He gave his whole life. So he rose to that position today in India. If anybody writes the history of contemporary India, his name will shine out very brightly. That is because he had a will to be. So Sri Aurobindo says that if you examine this whole nature, there is an ascending series. And the higher you go, the greater is the impulse, the greater is the will to be. The greater is the impulse to know, greater is the impulse to will, to possess, and the greater is the will to be. When you say will to be, means will to know, will to possess, will to be. Wherever there is a will to be, you must assume that there is already will to know, will to possess. And the culmination of which is will to be. So now Sri Aurobindo says, as you see here, in matter, life and mind, you put all the vessels in an ascending series, and you will find that as you rise higher and higher, there is a greater and greater will to be. Now you see among human beings also, there also there is a series. You can divide human beings on the basis of will to be. So just as there is an ascending series of will to be, even so here between mind and supermind, there is an ascending series of will to be. Right? This is all that it is said here. As there, so here, the impulse exists more or less obscurely in a different vessels with an ever ascending series in the power of its will to be. Therefore, the analogy seems to be very correct. As there, so here. Now, further. As there, so here, it is gradually evolving and bound fully to evolve the necessary organs and faculties. As there, so here. Just as in the other, in the first column of the ascending series, new faculties have grown. I told you yesterday how the eye develops. There must have been a tremendous urge in the form of the worm, so that gradually there is a push. As a result, the eye develops, this marvel of the eye develops in a worm in which there was no eye at all in the beginning. A new faculty develops. At one time, one of the students here had asked me the question, how to develop the willpower? And I was very pleased with that question. How to develop the willpower? It showed that there was first a will to be. Therefore, there was a question, how to develop the willpower? And my answer was, you just will it. Continue to will. When you continue to will, the necessary organ will develop. The necessary faculty will develop. It is said that our brains are all undeveloped basically. Not even 100th part of the brain in even the highest genius has been developed so far. There's so much of potentiality in the brain. Brain is a physical instrument. Once mother said that whenever understanding increases, a convolution takes place in the brain. This is a physical phenomenon. You understand psychologically, but as a result, there will be a physical result of it. The more you understand, the more will be the convolutions in the brain. And there are so many cells in the brain, if all of them are activated, you don't know what will be the power, more than sunlight. Mother had even said in one of the private conversations, she said, you examine my skull, and you will find mountains and valleys. And physiologically, there is a full science in India of telling the character of a person by seeing the face. by seeing your outer convolutions of your face, of your brain, of the eyes, of your eyebrows, the sharpness of your look, and so on. You can just see the face and you can say that this person is sincere or insincere. You can immediately say this is a sincere face. When I see her, there is so much of sincerity manifesting in her face, I can immediately say, oh, here is sincerity. This is the characteristic which I find so common here among all of you. Their very faces can indicate their inner vibrations. Whether we know it or not, our outer physical translates more and more what we are inwardly. So, Sri Aurobindo says that just as there, it is the inner impulse to grow that has manifested in the development of organs and faculties, even so here, between mind and supermind, as you move forward, the more is the impulse to will to be, the greater are the faculties developed.